Are the Catholic sisters celebrating today?
Well, I don't know what everyone is doing because since 4:15 this morning, I've been in my little apartment with the sister I live with, and so I'm still kind of by myself, haven't had a lot of opportunity to interact with others, but I do have some I do have some positive feelings about what happened this morning.
Yes, what are your feelings about the outcome of the report?
Okay, I did watch the whole thing. Here are some things that I really want to say, Judy. First of all, I was heartened by the collaborative manner in which the report was communicated. And what I mean by that is that presenting the report were the official representatives from the Congregation for Consecrated Life and Apostolic Institutes, then the leadership of the president of LCWR, and the woman who is the current leader of the CMSWR, Council of Major Superiors of Women Religious.
Right.
And then also Mother Mary Clara Malia, who was the official Vatican-appointed visitator, and they all spoke. And then there was significant time, for about 40 minutes, in which questions were received from reporters and others in attendance. So the collaborative and open manner of this report was heartening for me. I do want to say that that manner really opens up a spaciousness in me to take the report, the written report, seriously, and to do so with a confidence that that report can help us reflect more deeply and move forward. It's the manner in which this report was presented is so in contrast to the way the visitation was initially announced. And, it was announced in a press conference, and then some weeks later, all of us who were major superiors received a letter. What it is making me aware of, Judy, is how true it is that the manner in which something is done is even more important than the content. So I really do appreciate that, and I think from the very beginning that predisposed me to listen very attentively to what was going on, and it also is predisposing me to want to engage with the written report with the members of my own congregation and women religious from other congregations as we move forward.
How do you think you'll do that?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how that will happen, but one thing I am sure of for us as BVMs, we engaged in the whole visitation. From the moment that it was announced, we engaged in it with our whole congregation. So I have the strong sense that the current leadership of our congregation, and as you know, I'm no longer in leadership, but that the current leadership will devise ways for us to engage with this report together prayerfully and communally, and that will still need to unfold because the leadership team itself will need to work with that report. But I do know we will do it together. Our leadership team is meeting this morning at 9:00. They're going to listen to the whole press conference together and then do some reflection on that. And
now John Allen, the Catholic journalist, described it as an olive branch, the report. Do you agree with that?
Well, see, I can't comment on anything, Judy, except what I saw this morning. I think the olive branch, might be interpreted as there is a strong invitation for dialogue and a mutuality of dialogue in an effort for a greater sense of communion and mutual relations in the church. And that invitation, I believe, is very positive and, could in John Allen's imagery, be interpreted as an olive branch. I think that there's a real desire for reconciliation and communion for the sake of the good of the whole church. So in that sense, yes.
The report is generally very positive about American sisters. I'm sure that's not surprising to you, but Is it heartening? Is it affirming?
I'm not going to be able to comment on that written report based on reports from the media and others.
Sure.
I'm going to need to do this reflectively and in dialogue with my sisters. So,
when do you think you'll see the whole report?
Well, I'm sure that I'll read the report as I can, but even having read the report, Judy, these processes of reflection and dialogue take a long time. I would say that it's going to be probably weeks, maybe even months, before I could do a full and complete reflection on that report. Mm-hmm. That report addresses the whole of our lives and the heart of our lives. Rome has honored the investment that we women religious put into the visitation by the nature of the way they're presenting this report today. And in reciprocity to that, it took them, 2 years to read what we had said and to respond to it. And honoring all of that, it's going to take me and all of us as women religious time to honor what they have said accordingly.
Would it be a stretch to say at this point that overall it ended up being a positive experience for the American sisters?
Many of us American sisters transformed what was a difficult beginning, and difficult for the very reasons that I highlighted earlier, that it just kind of came sort of out of the blue in a non-collaborative, non-dialogical way. It was more the manner of it. I would say that we women religious transformed that experience into something that was meaningful for us by the way we engaged the processes. And the collaborative way in which this report was presented this morning creates, at least, for me, an openness and a disposition to move forward in my reflection on and engagement with that report, because the style is different, the manner is different. And so, yes, it is positive, and I'm seeing what happened this morning is very positive, even in the manner of its presentation. Another thing that was positive was the highlighting of the, the consideration that the role of women will be part of the dialogue going forward, the role of women in the church. And then I think another thing that was significant for me was the emphasis on the fact that religious institutes are different, that we have a diversity of charisms, and that we will be engaging with this report according to our own experience of our own charism and our own constitutions, that we will do this in fidelity to our own spirit and our own charism. And I believe as we open up this report and its meanings, that we're going to do it honestly, we're going to do it with integrity, we're going to do it humbly, Judy, with an openness from the Spirit of God at work in us through this process.
Well, thank you so much, Sister Marian Zalman, who is the former president of the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm Judy Valente.